Hi, it's Dave. I'm 1 week into a 3 month long summer camping trip with my family, and I already accomplished my mission. In this video, I'm going to share some more details. So I had this crazy idea to spend 3 or 4 months living in a camper van with my family as we traveled across many different national parks and camped in various places. Now, to make things actually more challenging is we're doing something called dry camping or boondocking, where we're not hooked up in most cases to electricity or water or sewage. And so we have to live probably 3 or 4 or 5 days at a time before we go to a place where we can fill up some water and dump our tanks. And so this is adding to the experience as well. So in the background, you see kind of over there, you'll see our camper van. It's a 25-foot camper van built on the Mercedes Sprinter chassis. It's pretty tight. It's probably got like max maybe 150 square foot, but it's got the basics. Like it's got a tiny shower, a tiny toilet, a sink, kind of a refrigerator, and we have 2 sleeping areas, one for my wife and I and one for our 2 kids. Now, the purpose of kind of why I wanted to do this was I wanted to give my kids an experience with nature that really wowed them, that really kind of shook them and formed kind of a wonder and curiosity about nature. I think in today's modern society, there's just a lot of detachment with nature. And because of that, we miss out a lot because of that disconnection. There's something deeply profound about nature, and I think it helps to form character, it helps to form curiosity, and it helps to form a broadness of the world. And that's what I wanted to gift my kids this summer and ongoing as well. And the bigger plan was if they could get wowed and blown away by nature, that would give them a sense of humility and a sense of curiosity, right? And a sense of bewilderment and wonder about the world and what's around them. So I didn't know how that was going to happen. The goal was just to take them to amazing nature, right? Where they could just be blown away and camp out, right? Not like avoid restaurants, avoid hotels, just kind of get deep into nature. And also the other kind of criteria was to go very slow. So we wouldn't hit many sites at one time. We would travel at the most 3 or 4 hours when we would travel in a day, but then we would stop for like 3 or 4 days or even up to a week. So our first stop has been the Grand Canyon, and it's day 5 right now in the Grand Canyon. Most people, they're in and out of the Grand Canyon in like a day, but we decided, hey, we're gonna spend a week. I didn't know what we could do during the week. And it was interesting because the first couple of days in the Grand Canyon, it was great. It was like, wow, the Grand Canyon, right? And every day we would go check out the Grand Canyon, bike and hike and all that stuff. But it wasn't until probably 4 days in, camping here, you know, in kind of the campgrounds and then daily heading out to check out the Grand Canyon, that things started to sink in for not just myself, but for my kids. Last night, I got to spend 2 hours doing a dinner picnic overlooking the Grand Canyon during sunset. And that's when my 5-year-old just started to he's always asking questions, but yesterday was interesting. He asked probably 100 or more questions during this dinner time overlooking the Grand Canyon during sunset. And it was just a ton of variations of different types of questions, but it was kind of like, why is the Grand Canyon so deep, right? How big is it? And it was, why is it like that, right? And there's hundreds of questions he would just ask and ask and ask. And the second kind of variation of the question is like, why isn't there a barrier there, right, over there where people could possibly fall down? And he was kind of fascinated by that. However, what I realized was the first couple of days, it took us a while to acclimate. And after 4 or 5 days, we started to really get an affinity to nature and to an affinity to really respecting the Grand Canyon. My 2-year-old daughter, she was like constantly saying, I want to go down there to the Grand Canyon, right? And she had this hunger and this, you know, determination to try to go down there. I want to close with a final story. And it's a story about yesterday. My 5-year-old son says, hey, Dad, there's an animal. So he's outside and I'm in the RV camper van. And he's like, there's an animal. Come. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And he's like, Dad, no, there is an animal. Come. So I go out and there's an elk, like literally right in front of our RV, right? And we're just like you know, probably 5 or 10 feet away from this elk, and just staring at this elk, and this elk is staring at us, you know, checking out our stuff. We're trying to be careful as well. And it was just funny because every day we're actually seeing, you know, mule, deer, and elk, and other stuff, amazing nature. And I already feel like my mission has been accomplished, right? My kids are already getting a deeper, profound respect and wonder for nature and the world around them. And I'm already starting to feel that added humility, that added kind of curiosity to learn more and to do more. So anyways, making a big circle back to investing, I think questions, having that curiosity and humility is the foundation to learning and knowledge, but also questions is also the foundation to investing. A lot of people, when they're looking into companies or investment opportunities, they try to go quick as possible. They're so impatient, right? And they're just trying to make a quick judgment and a quick conclusion rather than just sitting with things, right? Rather than just asking the deeper questions, looking at, right, a company from many, many different angles and really trying to get to the crux, right? To the essence of a company, to a market, and to a product. Anyways, I hope this video has been entertaining at least. And I hope to share some more videos with you guys from national parks and from various campgrounds. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.